Hey, welcome back to the primetime program. Hey, folks, we got a real treat for you this evening. Earlier today, on Wednesday, I had an opportunity. You know, there's a lot of bad news going on out there, some fake news. We got some real good news happening here in Atlantic County, and it's happening via the Atlantic County Economic Alliance. They've hired a new executive director. His name is Lauren Moore, and he joins us here on the primetime program this evening to talk about what their plans are, what they need to do, and what the future holds for any possible plan of action that they may have. His name's Lauren Moore. Lauren, thanks for joining us here on the primetime program.
Dan, thanks for having me, and I really look forward to having a nice conversation with you.
Absolutely. Well, Lauren, let me start at the beginning because it's always a good spot to begin. What's a little bit of your background? You've been hired as the executive director to spearhead this very important project to diversify the economy of Atlantic County. What's your background, and tell folks a little bit about yourself?
Dan, thank you very much. This is, interestingly, I worked in Atlantic County through most of the 90s as the County Planning and Economic Development Director under the then County Executive, Richard Squires.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I lived in Brigantine, at the time. So I have a great familiarity with the 23 towns, 23 municipalities in Atlantic County. And coming back, I started here June 1st with the Atlantic County Economic Alliance. So I've been here 6 months. It's a homecoming for me. You know, this is a region and an area that is very near and dear to me. My family is from Salem County, so I'm a South Jersey guy here. And I went to college, at Stockton. Lived in Brigantine then before moving on the campus. So for me, this is a homecoming. I'm very excited to be back in Atlantic County. And when I left Atlantic County in the 90s, I went to work at the State Commerce Department. And I worked in Trenton for 20 years on economic development, business development. And I worked up there for six different, administrations over the years, and really got to know and understand how regional, state, and local economic development works, what the programs, services, and the resources are. And I am bringing all of that experience, knowledge, and those relationships to help advance our economic development strategy here in Atlantic County.
And I think before we get into the nuts and bolts of the economic development strategy, I think a lot of folks listening to the program are going to be, happy to hear that a local such as yourself is kind of spearheading the project. Obviously, it's going to take somebody who knows the area intimately from a variety of different perspectives in terms of attracting the different companies that you're going to be going after. So no doubt a lot of folks are going to be happy about that. So, Lauren, let's go to the nuts and bolts of the mission. What is the mission of the Atlantic County Economic Alliance?
Dan, thanks for asking. So I want to start, by saying that the County of Atlantic had the vision and the foresight to put this organization together. You know, and that happened under County Executive Dennis Levinson and working with his Chief of Staff, Howard Kyle, and the local business community. The chair of our organization is Leo Schofer. Vice Chair is Brett Maddock. And they had the vision to put this private nonprofit together, partnering with the county and the private sector business entities to create a 501c3. So they organized this to essentially be the county economic development office for Atlantic County.
Okay.
And our mission, is quite simple. Our mission is to diversify the economy, create and retain jobs in Atlantic County, and to work closely with Atlantic County's business community to help the businesses that are here thrive and expand and create quality jobs.
So it's not just limited then to what I thought was basically spearheading the aviation and research park development. You're a bit more broad-based than that. I'm sure that's obviously a part of the agenda, but it seems that you're your goals and missions are a little bit more, a little bit bigger than that.
That's right. And thank you for the opportunity for us to get our message out and help educate, Atlanta County and the Atlanta County business community of what our mission is. Because you're right, our mission is broader than the Stockton Aviation Research and Technology Park. I will say that's a big part of our efforts right now, and I'll talk a little bit about what we're working on and our approaches and what we're focused on. But you're absolutely right. It's broader than that, and it includes the entire – our mission includes helping and assisting the entire business community in Atlantic County and working closely with the 23 municipalities to increase and retain their rateable base. And our approach to that is, we have some key industries. We had, before I arrived here, Angelou Economics put together an economic development strategy. So the approach that we're taking is based on an economic development strategy. So there's a strategy that's been put together, and we are implementing that strategy. And that strategy has, targeted industries. And, Dan, when you asked about the Aviation Research Park, it's gotten some press, it's gotten some attention. The aviation industry is one of the top industries that was identified in the economic development strategy as a key opportunity to diversify, strengthen, and grow wealth in Atlantic County. And that's one of the industries that we are putting a focus on. And the reason we're putting a focus on is that we've partnered with the FAA Technical Center to build an aviation research and technical park. As I said, in partnership with the FAA, we've broken ground on our first building. It's a 66,000 square foot research and development building. And Max Slusher is the director of business development here at the Atlanta County Economic Alliance. And we are focusing, since we've broken ground, the building is up. We're putting, the exterior and a roof on the building. The building is expected to be completed by September of 2018. So we are right now aggressively focusing on tenanting the building, and we've got some great prospects that we are very, very actively engaged in to go in the first building. So that's why, you focused and asked on it, because that's one of the top industries that we're going to be focusing on initially. We have a great opportunity here. We have an asset. With Atlantic City Airport, the 177 Fighter Wing, and the William Hughes Technical Center, we have an asset that not only does not exist anywhere else in South Jersey, it doesn't exist in New Jersey, doesn't exist on the East Coast, doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. And this asset is one of the things that we want to use to strengthen and diversify and create new wealth in Atlantic County by creating an aviation district around the airport. And we're going to be putting a big focus on that, and I'll talk more about some of the incentive work that we're doing in that regard.
Well,
we're also going to be focusing on life sciences. We're going to be focusing on agriculture and food. We're going to be focusing, of course, on tourism and entertainment and manufacturing. So we have, five core industries that are going to be a part of our focus here.
Now, just getting back to the Aviation and Research Park for a moment, Lauren, and for those listening in, if you're tuning in for just now, we're talking with Lauren Marr. He is the executive director for the Atlantic County Economic Alliance. We're pleased he was able to join us here on the primetime program, albeit on this afternoon interview, but we're happy to do it because obviously this is important information that we want folks to be able to have access to. Getting back to the Aviation Research Park, I have talked about this on my program previously, Lauren, and just out of curiosity, because I do have a personal interest in that, I had a daughter, we have a daughter who graduated from one of the top aeronautic and aviation schools in the country, Embry-Riddle, and it dawned on me that perhaps, getting in this, with Stockton making the moves that it's making, it would seem to me that if the effort were to team up with a top aviation and aerospace school, that it might, in terms of attracting talent, it might also have a multiplier effect of attracting other industries to the facility as well. Just a thought as a side note as we have this conversation.
Dan, it's very insightful for you to mention that, because that is a direction that we are actively exploring with the Stockton Aviation Research and Technical Park team about partners with us at the research park that can help advance our mission, like the Emery Riddles of the world. There are others also that are in that business, and we are taking a very strong look at that, because we understand that by partnering with an entity like that, that's only going to strengthen our position in the research and development and aviation technical world. So you're right on the money with that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks. And no question about that in terms of your point. Now let's go to the Atlantic County Economic Alliance. You guys are up, you're operating, you have an office in Hamilton Township, and your first, you mentioned five things that are a part of the overall mission, I should say, of the Atlantic County Economic Alliance. The Aviation Research Park is, I guess, at the top of the list. When you guys are, you know, you're ramping up and you're operating now, but at your optimum point, how do you see the Economic Alliance functioning? Is this something that'll be open to businesses that are already here, as well as businesses that might be interested in coming in from out of the area? It's like kind of like a one-stop shop. This would be your first place that you would visit to get familiarized with the area. How is that dynamic going to work down the road?
Okay. So one of the things that we focused on, to your point, that we focused on right off the get-go, is it's important to keep what you have and grow what you have. So our business retention, business outreach plan is right at the top of our list with getting tenants in our first building at the research park. So while we're working to get the first building tenanted, we are also concurrently actively working to get out into the Atlantic County business community, meet with businesses, understand what their needs are, develop relationships with them, and we're doing that with some of the top employers that we have across the county. Max Slusher is making, as we speak, making appointments with businesses, going out and meeting with them so they can understand that we are now here, that there's now an entity in Atlantic County that's here now that can help these businesses grow and expand. And for example, let me give you an example. I was just in a meeting with the New Jersey Economic Development Authority. New Jersey Economic Development Authority ministers, you know, about 15 or so different business programs for both incentives and loans. So when we want to go out, we want to meet with the Atlantic County business community. And, you know, some examples, you know, of companies that we've met with. You know, we've met with Telligent, Comar, Direct Tackle. And when we meet with them, we want to make sure that they understand that there are loan programs, incentive programs, workforce development programs that can help them grow, stay in Atlantic County and grow in Atlantic County and thrive in Atlantic County. Our job is to make sure that these businesses know what resources, services, and programs are available to help their company grow in Atlantic County. And we're out there making appointments with businesses. And even if they're not going to grow or they're looking to expand, we want to come out and meet with them and just develop a relationship with them so that in the event that they have a project that comes up, they know who to call. They know where to turn to get help.
Well, listen, I think that obviously the county, from the Angelo Economic Report, has learned quite a bit as to what has transpired over the past 40-some-odd years with casino gaming, relying too much on one enterprise and having a single source, if you will, for businesses to be able to go to expand, what have you, is obviously going to be very important going down the road. Lauren, I know your time's valuable. We're running out of real estate here on the program. I just have a couple more questions for you. I know we'll have, as I mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, certainly as this develops, I hope to have more conversations with you down the road. But just as an overall question, what are the timelines? I have a general question as to what are the timelines for getting things moving on these on these different initiatives. You mentioned briefly about where the Aviation Research Park, the Stockton Aviation Research Park, phase one is getting close to being done. But what are the overall timelines for this for this, you know, Atlantic County Economic Alliance? And then what are you, do you have any personal expectations and timelines for what you folks are doing?
So our timeline's immediate. We are, everything that I spoke about here, in addition to some other initiatives, we are actively doing right now. It's immediate. This is all hands on deck, and we want to saturate our presence in the Atlantic County business community immediately. So any of your listeners here, they're, please, they can give us a call. You know, here our number is 609-245-0019. We're glad to, and we're anxious to speak with businesses to see how we can help and put them in touch and work with them on opportunities to help their business grow. And also, we've just launched our website, which is ACEANJ.com. ACEANJ.com.
ACEANJ.com. Got it.
Yep. It's the initials of the Atlantic County Economic Alliance, NJ. So ACEANJ.com. Take a look at our website. We are here to help. What? That is what my mission is, and we're available immediately to help.
Well, listen, Lauren, I you know, obviously everybody who's listening to this program wants you folks to succeed. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to check in with us, spend a little time to kind of go over the overall, the overview, if you will, of the Atlantic County Economic Alliance, along with some specifics. And as I mentioned previously, I look forward to talking with you more about this exciting new addition to the Atlantic County economic landscape via the Atlantic County Economic Alliance down the road. Lauren Moore, Executive Director for the ACEA. Lauren, thanks for joining us here on the Primetime Program.
Dan, thanks for having me.